Thank you for holding. Is this John?
This is.
Hey, John. My name's John as well, too. How you doing?
Doing pretty well. How about you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing about as good as I could be right now, to be honest. That's been good. I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She wanted me to jump on the line with you to go over some pricing and details, but did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how it works?
So it's just based off the keywords that we have.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a keyword
search. So it's like builders.
Mm-hmm.
How local is this list? Like, is it just like St. Paul area?
No, no. So Google sends you this pin in the mail. Everybody has to do it. It's called a pin verification letter. I don't know if you heard of that before. It's like a little postcard.
Okay.
There's a little 5-digit number on the back of it that we need from you when we verify your listing. And then you could go up to 40 miles from where that address is. And we could list you for up to 15 keywords.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people customize it, though. Like, they don't want to go the full 40, so maybe they shrink it down to 20, or, like, there's certain areas or neighborhoods they don't want to go to. We can exclude them from the search results.
So, do I have to request this from Google, or am I going to get this in the mail some?
Yeah, well, we send it to you. Like, if you were to sign up with us today, it goes out automatically. We're partnered with Google, so it's basically like submitting it with Google directly.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yep. And then we have Google Analytics, too. So, like, we already have your site. We have a good idea of which, like, keywords and services you provide. But the Google Analytics system lets us see, like, which ones within that 40-mile radius are getting the most traffic. And so every client, when they sign up, they go into a client interview. And in the client interview, we have some recommendations ready for you that we pull from that Google Analytics system. But you have final say on everything that you're listed for. So that way we know, like, when people are calling you, they have to type in that phrase and be within that 40-mile radius in order to even get your number and call you in the first place.
All right.
Yeah. So they're kind of pre-screened in a way, even though we're not, like, actually talking to them, pre-screening them.
Right.
Your site looks good. Did you do this?
Yeah, I did with a buddy of mine. We used to actually do back in, like, 4 years ago when I was in high school. We tried to do dropshipping once, so learned how to make websites.
Gotcha. Well, there's definitely a benefit to that. That's no wasting time. The website looks good.
Thank you.
Yeah. I saw some other things on here, too. You guys are doing Home Advisor by Angie's?
Yeah. So we
How's
just
that going?
Working with we still have yet to see. I just got it all set up, actually, in the last couple of days. So
okay.
If I get that wrong.
Well, I'll tell you, I've been doing this for 12 years, and any guy I've ever worked with that used that, they love our service. Mainly because we don't charge per lead or click or call. And the funny thing is when you Google your services, you'll see Home Advisor up there. So they're actually using Google advertising to get the leads that they sell to you on that platform. But their leads do get sold to like 3 or 4 other competitors in the area that they have on their list. They'll have like 10 of them on the list usually. And so, you know, they're charging you these lead fees for these guys right as they send them to you. So it's like, even if you don't get them or they go with like a competing company, you guys get charged a lead fee. And so my guys have found it's like, once we list you independently on the first page, people can call you live. You don't have those surprise lead fees or have to deal with it going to your competitor. It's a different ballgame.
Right.
I'm sure you can see the value in that.
I do.
All right. As far as cost, I'm going to send you a text here. If you get texting on this number?
Yep.
Okay. Let me see here. Maybe Tara might have. Oh, yeah. Tara already sent it to you. So if you go to your text, there's a link there to the pricing page.
Okay. I see it.
All right. And you're going to see some big numbers. Don't panic. You know, there's a new in business credit, and you already built your own website, so that's going to help you save a lot of money. We don't have to do that for you. But if you scroll all the way down. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
You guys do all of that as well?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're A to Z. Like, we find businesses from scratch, and then it's like we assume that they're just, like, infants and, like, computer illiterate. And we do everything we can for them to make it work for them and get them leads each month, because at the end of the day, that's really why they sign up for us, is just to get more business. And so, you know,
Right. Yeah,
we do everything we can to – if we can pull leads from other platforms even that utilize Google, then we will. And try to give them as much opportunity to make money and stick with us each month.
Gotcha.
Yeah. If you scroll down, you'll see our premier Google partner credentials. We're one of the highest rated Google partners in the industry. There's only 4 premier Google partners in the entire United States. So that's huge. That's a real deciding factor on the guys that rank and the guys that don't is who's working with Google, because Google is the one who has the algorithm that dictates who actually gets listed on the first page, and they only give that to the partners because they're getting a piece of the pie. So they're getting paid from it. But if you scroll down, you'll see some big packages. You'll see like Premier SEO packages. These ones are a little bit more expensive because they have Google Ads also. So you'd technically be on the first page of Google twice if you do a Premier package. And then you're also not limited to the 40-mile radius. So that's for guys that are like, hey, I really want to get things going fast. And you know, obviously, I want to cover a lot of ground. The more ground you cover, usually the more opportunity you get if you have, like, crews that you could send out and work multiple jobs at a time. And then if you scroll down a little further, you'll see Platinum SEO Packages, which is just that local bundle, but it also has Facebook ads. So this still has everything that's in the Premier Packages. It just doesn't have the Google ads to get you that extra service area on Google or to have you on the first page twice locally.
Okay.
What I would recommend, I always recommend starting small as possible. If you're already invested in a home advisor's pay per lead, I know that's probably already stretched the marketing budget a little bit. So I would recommend a platinum package bundle, but what I would do for you is I would reduce the monthly cost by 50% as part of a new in business credit. So that way you're basically only paying the essential package pricing structure of $299 for that bundle. And then I'll put in a request for you to have the setup fee reduced to just a one-time payment of $99, because the setup fee, it usually goes towards like client interview, you know, your name, address, and phone number cleanups, the campaign research and creation, and then the landing page optimization. A lot of guys on that platinum bundle, or at most of these bundles, we have to build them a site. Like, we have to get them a domain name and all that stuff. You already have that. So I can get that reduced to just a one-time payment of $99. So all things considered, you'd have everything in the Platinum package minus the website. We'll just use the site you guys already have. But it'll be $398 out the door. And then each month moving forward, it would stay $299. Okay, because it's a one-time $99 setup fee.
Okay.
Okay. So, and then that $299 is going to be locked in your service agreement. So you'll have documented in your written service agreement that you're getting all the products and features in the Platinum bundle for just that $299 monthly, month-to-month structure as long as you're with us.
So is this the Platinum Essential?
No. The one that's like all the way down to the bottom, it says most popular. It's traditional Platinum, not Platinum Premier. Okay. Yeah. But you're only getting charged the essential pricing structure, right? So you're right in a way, right? You're getting platinum for essential.
Okay.
It's an essential platinum, essentially priced platinum.
So would you guys like take over kind of a lot of the marketing then, or how would that look?
Yeah, I mean, we wouldn't take over. What we do is we have you add us as manager to like the Google business profile. So you still have access to all of it. If you have like a Facebook business page, we won't duplicate that Facebook page to run the ads. We'll just get access to it. If you don't have it, then yes, we build it from scratch and we do the biweekly posting for you. We do ask to send you to send in like photos from jobs that you're working or that you get from it. That way we can update those. But to answer your question, like vaguely, it's just we do everything for you. You know, like I said, we assume you're basically computer illiterate. We just want you to focus on answering the phones and making sure that you're getting good reviews so that way we can keep the clients coming in.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm definitely interested because I was going to just do it all myself. And, I mean, I definitely could, but I'd definitely rather just pay someone else to do it.
Yeah, and for the price, I mean, $10 a day is a steal. I mean, nowadays you can't hire somebody to stand outside for an hour and spin a sign for $10.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Please. For a whole day. So it's saving you a ton of money. It's also going to save you a ton of time. And also, like, those Google Places placements are not achievable without a Google partner in the first place. So the fact that I'm able to get that placement for you, it's going to save you a lot of time. It's going to save you a lot of money. and then it's also going to bring in a lot more. And I'm really confident if you could pair it to anything that you have now, pretty much any marketing strategy under the sun, really, except for our premier package, this will blow it out of the water. I mean, Google advertising has been the most profitable way for the last 16 years for business owners to market. So it's like, if we can't get you a consistent flow of clients here in the summertime on the first page of Google, then there's not a consistent flow of clients out there, you know, realistically.
That's true.
Yeah.
True. Okay. So how much did you say it was the first initial payment would be?
The initial investment today would be $398 out the door, yep, and then $299 reoccurring each month after that, that you continue to stay with us.
Okay. I'm definitely in. I got to talk to I just gotta talk to my father about it to see what he says, because we're a father-son business right now.
Oh, okay.
But
do you think this is something he might be opposed to? You know those older guys sometimes.
We don't need Google.
I don't think he'll necessarily be opposed to it. It's just more of, so we're planning to get crews together somewhat soon. It's just more about
more
if we want to just jumpstart this right now.
Yeah. Well, it's not going to be immediate. So we do start working on everything right away, you know, but we still need to, like, that pin takes like 5 to 7 days to get to you in the mail. Like I said, every business owner has to go through that. So it's not anything like unique to you, but you got to get pin verified just to have people even trust you as a contractor when finding you on Google.
Yep.
And then, you know, we got to do a client interview with you guys, which I could do like later today or tomorrow if you were to move forward with us. And then also, you have a verification form that you got to fill out and send in. It usually takes my guys like 2 or 3 days to gather up all that paperwork and send that back to us. So it's not going to be an immediate flip of the switch. Even once we have you up there, it might take time before you're actually like nail down a contract, you know, got to generate a couple calls, agree to meet with these people, you know, before the money starts showing up or you guys actually start working, probably be 2 or 3 weeks. Realistically, it's not a flip of the switch.
Yeah, that would probably be perfect then. Let me just go talk to him, just go give him a rundown, and then I'll get back to you. It's probably, I mean, it'll be a couple, I don't know if you want later, let me call you back.
It would probably be better, honestly, if you put me on hold, because what happens is like my reps like Tara, they're going down a list of qualified candidates right now, and once I hang up with you, they kind of send me the next pre-screen guy until the spot fills.
Okay. Yeah, so just give me a couple minutes and I'll get back to you.
Okay, sounds good.
Hey, man, I'm back.
Okay, what'd he say?
So, he kind of made me think about it too, but I'm honestly in, because this is something I definitely want, but
yeah.
I just don't
I was thinking
now
oh.
is the right time.
Oh.
But what are you going to say?
Oh, I was just thinking, like, having the website you had, it would be almost a disservice to not put yourself out there.
I mean, I really want to, but it's like, we got to try and save as much money as we can right now. I feel like once we get one more crew rolling, then that's immediately when I would want it, just because I don't want to do this, and we have too many jobs coming in where we can't even keep it up, especially
yeah.
with Angie and
Well, let me ask you this, because just from my perspective, I kind of took a step back and looked at what you were currently doing, and that's why I kind of went down on the pricing structure. But I figured that,
yeah.
you know, I don't know what you guys are setting aside for Home Advisor, but like I said earlier, I've worked with a lot of guys who have used that service, and usually they wind up spending like $250, $300 a week, you know, where this costs like $299 a month because of the lead fees.
Yeah.
You know, if you're actually trying to get a consistent flow. So I thought we would end up saving you money in the long run. Maybe not today, right? But in the long run, that's going to end up, yeah, saving you a lot of money and not having to pay per lead and eliminate a lot of the hassle of you guys trying to chase people around, convince them to go with you over maybe other people, things like that. It's kind of like buying scratchers almost as a marketing strategy with Home Advisor, because yeah, they just kind of send you a number, and you pay for it, and then you see what happens once you call it. You know, you might win, you might not. But it sounds to me like the money is the deciding factor. Like, he was just kind of like, I don't know if he really seen the value or the potential in what we're offering, but it was more like, hey, it costs that much. I don't want to do it.
I mean,
yeah.
It's just more of like, we have so much stuff, we're just still trying to get together, mm-hmm. just being so new.
Yeah.
But,
well,
I mean,
it's definitely
awesome
a long-term investment, you know? I mean, you got to think not just... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Like, where you have a spot on the front page.
Let me check out St. Paul here. Hold on one second.
Because this is something I definitely would want to get into.
Contractors, St. Paul. Last available. $14 was the last opening.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not an everyday thing, because usually a smart business owner is not going to cancel on a profitable situation. You know, if you spend a dollar, you make $10
yeah.
back, then they usually don't have a problem sticking with that. And the kind of work you guys do, if you're spending $299 for the month, but we bring in like a new deck construction, that's going to pay for itself like 10 times over, you know, right there.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. It sounds to me like for your dad, it's the money thing. And I know once your foot's in the door, you don't have to convince him or prove to him that that's the best decision for the business. What if I can put in a request to get that setup fee waived all the way, like completely, the $99? So that way it's just $299 out the door for that platinum bundle. I'm not cutting any corners. I mean, you're still getting all the bells and whistles. And then can lock you in at that rate month to month. I mean, if I could do something like that for you, is that something you'd consider giving a shot? That way we could show you how well it works?
I think you got me, man.
Yeah, you'll love it. I'm telling you, like, if hindsight's 20/20, so if you fast forward like 2-3 months from now, you're going to be real happy that you guys went with this summer than paying per lead through Home Advisor. You'll probably leave Home Advisor altogether.
For sure, and that's what I was thinking too. It's like, if we can eventually just get out of the, it would be nice just to have that fucking, not having to deal with paying leads and shit, but.
Yeah, and if you're ever unhappy with it, you could discontinue too. It's month to month, and you still keep like all your Google verification, your reviews, that Google business profile. Not saying that you will cancel, but I'm just playing like worst case scenario, you do. You still win.
Yeah.
You know, with that pricing structure, it's like, we would hate to see that, because then we would actually lose money on a platinum package like that with no setup and only being $299. But, you know, I like to play worst case scenario too myself before I sign up for things.
All right, man. Let's just do it.
All right. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. on the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed. You want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what's the business street address where I could send that Google PIN verification letter?
2066 Hyacinth Avenue East in Gloucester, still Hyacinth.
I'm guessing it's Hyacinth O-N, but maybe I'm wrong.
It's H-Y-A-T-I-N-T-H.
Oh, found it. Okay, Hyacinth. Interesting. And that's Avenue or Circle?
Avenue.
Oh, found it. Avenue East, right? St. Paul?
Yep.
Okay, gotcha. 55119. Okay. And then I already got the website attached. There's no way we're not putting that sucker on there. So hyperlink that. As John Short...
I got it kinked out with it. Like, just some of the about information and stuff. But I'm going to get that done pretty soon.
Yeah, those updates will happen automatically in real time. All we do is hyperlink it to the Google Business Profile when you already have your own site like that. So it's just a little globe icon. It says website. If they click on it, it'll take them there.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. And is John short for anything? Jonathan? Johnny?
Just John.
Just John? Okay. And then J-O-H-N? Same spelling and everything?
Yep.
Yeah, all right. You're like me. Yeah, American Christian parents. What's your last name?
Zeimet. Z-E-I-M-E-T.
Okay. And then your business email address. I'm going to send you everything in writing and an invoice receipt so you guys can write it off as a business expense.
Awesome. All right.
Yeah, your dad will like that, too. You say, hey, I got it for $100 cheaper, and you can just write it off because it's a business expense. So he'll get it back that way.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. But what's the email address where I could send everything?
It is, I have a Gmail, and then I also make a business email through Wix.
Oh, you know what? I want to have the same one that's on your site here. I saw it earlier. info@stellarbuildersmn.com?
Yeah. So...
Okay. You have access to that, right?
Yeah, I think I still have to do a couple more things with it, but I was just in it the other day. So.
Okay. Yeah, the more important thing is...
So, since we just got all set up.
Oh, shoot. It deleted your last name. How do you spell your last name again? Z-E-I-M-E-T?
Yep.
Okay. Let me update this. There we go. Yeah, as long as you can get into it, so that way you could still get, like, the receipts that come from this each month, and then also the outline of the agreement in writing, and they send you like a Google verification form, access to your tracking system through there. We got an app that you could download even, and there's like a YouTube video that shows you how to use the app, and it helps you keep track of the clients we're bringing in, and you could request reviews through there. So there's a lot of useful tools in that.
Gotcha.
Okay. We got an update. This thing keep, there we go. All right, so I have the business profile created. How did you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
Do like 8 a.m. to 6.
8 to 6. Okay, is that Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends too?
I mean, we sometimes work the weekends. Maybe do
can,
for the...
Do Saturday and
Saturday.
Sunday by appointment?
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of guys do that, where we just leave like it open to call, and then you can hash it out. Like, hey, our actual work hours 8 to 6 Monday through Friday. We'll be with you on Tuesday. You know.
Yep.
Okay. Submit. All right. Good. So let me save. All right. Business profile is done. Okay. So client interviews. Client interviews usually take about 30 to 40 minutes. We do ask for an hour window to complete them. We do have some times available today if you can get through it. I have a 4 to 5 CT, I have a 3 to 4 CT, and I think I have a 5 to 6 CT, yeah, available. Do any of those work for you?
That's all today, right?
Yeah, that's all today. I mean, worst case scenario, we could go tomorrow, but we like to get things rolling as quickly as possible. We start working right away. I'm sending the PIN out right now for the PIN verification.
Yeah, you said 4 to 5, right?
Yeah, 4 to 5.
Yeah,
central.
Sounds good.
Okay. All right, let me go ahead and lock you in here. they'll text you 1 hour before the client interview. It's going to be one of our reps here. It won't be me, but I'll send you my direct number and extension. And if you have a problem with anybody, I'm a director here. You can just reach out to me directly. Kind of have to keep an eye on a lot of these guys anyway. So I like the feedback.
For sure.
Yeah. All right. Let me save. All right. And then how did you want to secure your first month's payment of the $299?
Just by card.
Okay. Now, is this a business card or a personal?
This will just be a personal.
Okay. So it just says John Zimet on it?
Yep.
Okay. Any middle initial?
T. Sorry.
Okay. And is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending the PIN verification letter to?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm ready for you.
All right. So what do you need? Just the card number?
Yeah. If you read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
All right. Let's do 5110.
5110.
1468.
1468.
1514.
1514.
0824.
0824. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
0826.
0826, and then 3-digit code on the back.
589.
589. Okay, and then I'm going to walk you through this voice verification before I process any payment with you. This is just going to outline the agreement, and we'll send this to you in writing here. If I say anything that you don't understand or don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right, you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Stellar Builders, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
John Zimet, owner.
All right, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided today?
Yes.
Okay. That's a big one. It says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in this campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. That's a big one as well. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while using our services?
Yes.
Yeah. We know everything you already have, and you shouldn't need anything else, honestly. It's a platinum bundle. I try to get you, you know, as many bells and whistles as we can, so that way we're just like your one-stop shop for marketing moving forward. But if you're going to add something, just double check with us that you're not paying for something we're already doing for you or like duplicating any of your online listings.
Okay.
All right. And then it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, just because we're building everything from scratch. It says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's June 26th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $299 for the Platinum Package Bundle, and I've completely waived your setup fee entirely. I've also locked you in at this discounted pricing structure. So if you decide to continue to use our services, the payment's going to be set up to automatically renew each month on the 26th day, but you're going to keep that pricing structure of $299 indefinitely. So even if you're still with us in 5 years, which isn't uncommon, I have multiple accounts from when I first started working here years ago. So your deal's the same. It's not going to go up or change. It says in the fine print you could discontinue or cancel at any time, John. There's no cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. All we ask is if you are going to discontinue our services, let us know before the next bill is due or before like that 26th day, so that way we could stop your billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to process the payment. When the payment clears, you're going to get an outline of the agreement in writing sent over to you. It's an automated message, so it'll have everything documented in black and white, all the products and features in that platinum bundle, the discounted pricing structure I approved for you, the billing date, the cancellation policy. At the bottom, it's going to ask you to sign off on that. And then also, they're going to send you a Google verification form. That's probably the most paperwork you'll ever have to do as far as for the Google verification. It's one page. I shouldn't have said it like that. It made it sound kind of dramatic. But it's one page. Oh. It's like 15 questions. They ask you to send in like license, insurance, business registration, if you have those things, or if it's required by the state of Minnesota to do the services that you provide. It's really easy. It's really easy. I should downplay that, not make it more dramatic. But it is really important. Okay. Just to get you that Google verification. And then also it'll send you like username and password. So I'm going to hang on the line with you here. Just make sure you get these things. You can get a look at
Sounds good.
Okay.
So you just said the licensing thing.
Yeah.
So we're actually getting our contractor's license this Thursday.
Okay.
Is that going to be an issue with getting the Google verification thing set up? Or?
Not an issue at all, but I would definitely recommend, I mean, Thursday's tomorrow. You know, I would definitely recommend, just don't fill it out yet. Just wait until it comes in tomorrow and then just add it on there. But even if you don't have it, we could still list you, but we would recommend, you know, we prefer that you have it. And we would tell you to proceed with caution because, you know, you don't want to get yourself in trouble. But that doesn't stop us from being able to list you. But there is a badge and a check mark that you would get or that you will get with having your proper paperwork that you wouldn't get if you don't. And it just says Google verified on your listing. And that's what a lot of people kind of look for when they're hiring a contractor. So they know that, you know, you guys are legit. They don't have to sit down with you and go over all of it and have you verify it in front of them, you know. Definitely helps if we could just have that on there and then they could see it and it's like, okay, these guys are good to go. They're not hiding anything. I could just call them and hire them and talk to them about it.
Because I was going to say, like, that's kind of been what we've been setting up too. So we just have, that's why I was kind of like iffy if I should do this yet or not.
So for advertising, I mean, we could post you, you know, it's just kind of proceed at your own caution. I tend to kind of not even sign those guys up though, to be honest. Like if I know the guy doesn't plan on getting it or isn't intent on getting it and they're just kind of operating like fly by night, I just kind of tell them to keep their money. I'll find somebody else. Just because I don't want something crazy to happen, you know, it kind of puts the homeowners in a bad spot if a guy doesn't have insurance and something happens or, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's just we don't want to be referring those guys. And, like, for our other programs, like Google Ads and Google Guarantee, which you guys could grow to later, like those Platinum Premier bundles, then you definitely have to have it. So it's
for sure.
Yeah, it's a different conversation. For this one, though, you're already on our pre-screened qualified candidates, and it tells you right at the bottom of that Google Verify, that link that I sent you, the Google verification form, at the very bottom it tells you, like, oh, if anything's missing where Google can't just verify you based on this form, they'll literally three-way call you with us on the line and, like, verify your listing over the phone. So that way they can make sure, like, you know, you understand the caution, like proceed with caution. We're still going to put you up there, but, you know, be careful kind of thing. And then they'll verify it and push it through that way. So I would recommend just wait until tomorrow to submit it. It usually takes our guys like 2 to 3 days to get it all back to us anyway.
Okay. And then I just did the signature.
Oh, wow. That was
just from the login. Yeah. Just okay. Well, I didn't even have to fill anything out.
Oh, yeah, that's not the Google verification form. That's your subscription terms. That's the outline of the agreement in writing that you signed there. Yeah, that's also sent to your email. But it looks like they haven't even sent you your login credentials yet or this Google verification form. Usually all three of them come through at the same time. I'm going to manually send the Google verification form, so you'll likely end up having this one twice when the automation finally does go through. But I'm going to push it through right now.
Sounds good. Yep. I was going to say, I didn't.
How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 19.
Oh, wow. Okay. I knew you were young, but I was thinking you were like my age. I'm 30, actually, so you sound like a man.
Hey, we're getting there.
You're getting there. It's like the beard's growing. It's starting to fill out.
Yeah, she's coming in.
Yeah. You'll do great. Actually, I prefer working with the younger guys because you guys tend to be a lot more, like, tech savvy. And so we get better responses from you guys when it comes to like verification forms and things like this. Usually if they're like early 20s, those guys get back to me real quick. I have some clients that are like 50, 60 years old, and it's just like a whole mission just to get them to sit down and go through these forms when, you know, younger guys would just type it up, fill it out, and send it in.
Right.
Yeah. So that helps a lot, your responsiveness and understanding that. So, I mean, I can't, you just graduated, basically. Was it this year?
Yeah, just last year.
Oh, last year. Okay. So you've been just working with Dad for the past year? Well, two
months.
Yeah,
well, I've worked with him, like helping him out for like my whole life. So I've always had an act for this type of stuff. So
yeah.
I went to college last year.
Oh, okay. Are you still going to go?
I'm thinking about it. I might just go get my associates just to get it. But,
yeah.
Doesn't
hurt.
Yeah. So I kind of decided, might as well.
As long as you're not going into debt. That's really the key, you know? If they're taking care of it, then, yeah, might as well go and get it done. It's only going to benefit you. Yeah,
I mean, it's cheap.
You sound very similar to me, though. Like, I worked with my dad. He had a tree company. And so any time I could, like on the weekends, the summertime, I was just out there with my dad. And he would get up there and cut, and I would end up basically just doing all, like, the cleanup and grunge work for him. And then by the time I was like 20, he wanted to like pass the business over to me. And I was like, well, I've kind of been doing all this marketing stuff for you, and I have a real knack for it. And I just kind of went that route. I was like, I want to see if I can get a job at Google. And so I got the Google verification, all the certification, and then they sent me to work here at one of their partner locations.
Really? Yeah, my buddy's just set his own consulting advertising firm. So he's been trying to work out on that.
Yeah, that's how they get eyes on you. At some point, if you wanted to do something like this, you got to move to California. But so they tax the crap out of you, and it's not as pretty with the landscape. It's hot, a lot of city, a lot of concrete, but it's nice.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, I like Minnesota though. It's like you can go fish and chill, laid back. I
do
a lot of camping. Yeah, so it's different lifestyle.
California, a lot of options besides city.
Yeah, I mean, city and beach, yeah. So, and then it's like, I spent a lot of time, too, when I was younger, like inland, kind of in the mountains, like Big Bear area. And so it's pretty nice and mountainy, but even then, you know, you run into some, like, crazy. You get a lot of foreigners out here. That's what it is. It's like a lot of tourists and, like, people trying to move here, not from here. So it's kind of crazy. You just get, like, really diverse. There's no consistency in the people.
Makes sense.
Yeah. You're not missing anything. Just put it that way. I mean, it's sunny. There's a lot of girls around, I guess, so you're 19. That'd be nice, but it's mostly just concrete and beach. All right, so I sent you everything. Did you get that verification form? I just want to make sure you have all those things. Okay. So the one that says, it looks like your username and password came through, too, for your tracking system. Still with me, John?
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, no, you're good. Yeah, so the Google verification form came through twice, and then your username and password for the tracking system also came through. So just want to fill out that verification form. You can log into the tracking system. It's going to be pretty blank until we finish, like, all your verification, client interview, and get you up and running. But at least you get familiar with it and know how to use it. But that concludes our... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I remember you told me to wait till I get my license.
I wanted you to know what that looks like and know how to find it. So that way if the license comes in tomorrow, you're not like, oh, where did that paperwork go or which one was it again? You know, you just know it's this link. It says url.localsplash.com/Google.
Okay.
Okay, fill that out. And then also the number that I'm texting you on, and like you'll notice all the texts have that same customer service line. You could call in. You could ask for me. My name's on the account just because of the discounts that I applied and everything. So, you know, if you ask for John, which you shouldn't have a hard time remembering, we have the same name. but if you ask for me, I'm here to assist you. And then we also have 24/7 customer service. It's the same phone number. You hit extension 1. So if you ever feel like you're missing something or you have questions, comments, or concerns, don't hesitate to call in. we're not going to get paid unless you guys get paid. So we like to make sure it's working for you and there's nothing holding us back from being successful.
For sure.
All right.
I'm looking at this form and I'm not seeing the, because I remember you brought something up about insurance too. I'm not seeing where that would go.
The insurance? Here, let me pull it up. Saved. I'm not actually looking at the form. They do send it based on state, like, requirements. Let me see. You upload tools and equipment. This one's asked for picture, work vehicle, license plate. Oh, there it is. Upload business license and or insurance documentation. Yeah, it has both the license and insurance together on the same one.
Okay.
And it says upload picture of your business card. Like, if you don't have that, obviously you don't have to send that in. But you're mainly looking for these red dotted ones, like, obviously, email, name, phone number.
Business license isn't even required either.
Yeah, it just depends. Like, I think for certain jobs, it just depends, like, on what it is. If it goes over $2,500, then usually they want you to have some kind of licensing or insurance for it. And it's just recommended.
Is it okay if the license... So, I know I'm signing up with all my information, but if the license is going to be under my dad's name, is that going to
totally
be an issue at all?
Yeah, totally fine. What's his first name?
Sean.
Sean, okay. Yeah, I'll just add him to this as, like, owner or co-owner. And then that way, if the paperwork comes across, they know it's just it's you guys, Sean and John.
Gotcha.
Okay. S-E-A-N, right?
S-H-A-W-N.
Oh, okay. Let me update this.
A little different.
Yeah, I should have asked, and I went and typed it in already. Here we go. All right, got it. And then you had another question about the form, or?
I think that's all.
Send in his business license, though. If it's under his name, it's totally fine. I added him as co-owner. So for the business, it says Stellar Builders LLC with John and Sean Zimet as the owners.
Awesome.
Okay, and then registration, picture of an invoice. If you don't have an invoice, no big deal. Upload picture of workplace. Workplace is going to change all the time. I mean, if you guys are actively on a job, then might as well snap a picture of it, send that in. Or I had guys, like, send a picture of their garage. Like, we go to the customers, they come to us. My workplace changes all the time.
Garage.
Yeah, I mean, at the bottom. Oh, sorry. What was that?
Okay, so we have a trailer that we keep all our tools in, too, so I was going to just do that.
Yeah, that's perfect. That'll probably cover you on the work vehicle portion of it, too, because usually those trailers have, like, a little license plate on the back. But at the very bottom, it does tell you, like, just make sure you check that box yes, where it says, like, sometimes Google can't verify you because you don't have enough information. In these cases, the only remaining option is a live video call with the Google representative. Then it asks if you'd be open to this option. This option is only available for companies with business documentation, so like business license and or insurance. And I just want to verify it. That's what I was telling you earlier. If you don't have it, then we can just verify it over the phone, or if they can't verify it with what you send in. All right, that's it. So that Google verification form, take your time with it. We already got your subscription terms signed, so all we need from you to focus on right now is just be available for that client interview between 4 and 5, and then if you have any other questions, comments, or concerns, just call in. We'll walk you through it.
So you guys are just going to call me at 4?
Yeah, they're going to call you. Just be over the phone. They'll say, hey, I'm calling with Local Splash in regards to your client interview, and then it's like set questions. Mainly they just want to go over like your keywords, the service area you cover, and then make sure that we're representing you properly through the business profile if you have like a mission statement or things like that.
All right. Sounds good.
Pretty easy. We walk you through everything. Like I said, we pretend you guys are like computer illiterate, even if you're not. So, all right. Well, thank you for signing up, John. Welcome aboard. You made a great decision today. I'm looking forward to establishing a long-term business relationship with you. Enjoy the rest of your day, and then we'll talk to you at 4, okay?
All right, appreciate you.
All right, you have a great day.
All right, you too.
All right, bye-bye.